Good morning. This past Friday night, Parshas Vayakel Pekudei, I shared a question from the Pnei Yehoshua. The Gemara in Shabbos Daf Tzadi Vav Amud Beis tells us that one is not allowed to throw an object from Rishus Yachid to Rishus Arabim, or pass an object from a private domain to a public domain, as seen in this week's Parsha, where Moshe Rabbeinu makes a proclamation, "Everybody stop donating, we're done." And the Gemara says that was on Shabbos. So you see, the Jews were not allowed to continue bringing items from their private domains to the Machane Leviyah, where Moshe Rabbeinu was, which is considered Rishus HaRabim. Asks the Pnei Yeshua, but doesn't the Pasuk imply that it's because they finished meeting the quota that they needed for the Mishkan? That's why he made this proclamation, not necessarily just because of a Shabbos. But if the Gemara is convincing me that it is because of Shabbos, because of a Gzeira Shava, the Gemara brings a Joshua that it was Shabbos, why did Moshe Rabbeinu wait? At the beginning of Shabbos, the candle lighting time, that's it, stop. It sounds like it was on Shabbos, and he also had enough materials. They met their quota. Okay, now it's time to make a proclamation. This should have been done at the onset of Shabbos. So says the Pnei Yeshua, a beautiful answer. He says, we know that when the Jews left Mitzrayim, the Pasuk in Parshas B'Shalach tells us that there were just about 600,000 people. The Gemara in Erevin and in Shabbos tells us that the size of Rishus HaRabim is an area that encompasses 600,000 people walking daily there. So Moshe Rabbeinu said like this, hey, we just had the eagle. I just killed over 3,000 people. We initially were 600,000 people, but now we're down 3,000. So we don't have the shear of Rishus HaRabim anymore. So even though it's Shabbos, people can continue bringing their objects for the Mishkan from their homes to Machane Leviyah. However, once they told him, they said, Moshe, we have enough. Marbim ha'am lahavi. We have more than enough material for the Mishkan, which includes the silver from the Machzis HaShekel that was needed for the Adonim, the sockets of the Mishkan. Moshe Rabbeinu says, if we've met that quota, then we do indeed have 600,000 people, because probably those who were 19 at the time of Mitzrayim have now turned 20 and have filled that gap of the 3,000 lost souls from the Egel. And now we have to stop, because we know that the 100 kikar, which is the volume, the size of silver which is needed for the Adonim, came from a total of 600,000 machzis hashekels. And that's how Moshe Rabbeinu says, now it's actually a problem on Shabbos, and we have to stop. So that is the Pnei Yeshua's answer. And Imamish incredible, the brilliance you see of Talmid Chachamim. I will point out, though, that if you look at the Pnei Yeshua's himself in his Sefer, on Masech HaShabbos, there in Daf Tani Vav HaMabez, you'll see that his approach in that Gemara is inconsistent with this Dvar Torah. But we do find this, that Talmid Chachamim, at different points in time in life, there's different approaches. Shivim Panim LaTorah. Have a wonderful week.